38-year-old Thomas Burnett called his wife Dina from Flight 93 four times Tuesday. The first call, he told her his plane was hijacked, a passenger had been knifed. On the second call, his wife told him about the crash at the World Trade Center. The third, Burnett wanted details about the Trade Center crash. His wife said it was like he was puzzling it out. By the fourth call, he'd made a decision with some other passengers.
On the last phone call, he said that a group of them were getting ready to do something. And then he hung up and he never called back.
Did he say anything to you personally?
He did not. And that, I know the reason he didn't is he was fighting to come home. He had every intention of being here that night.
15 minutes before Flight 93 flew into the ground, another call. Mark Bingham, a San Francisco public relations executive, phoned his mother, Alice, who happens to be a United flight attendant. He told her he loved her.
I'm on a flight from Newark to San Francisco, and there are three guys that have taken over the plane, and they say they have a bomb. And I said, Mark, who are they? I said, Mark, I love you too. And I said, who are these guys? And then he seemed to be pulled away from the phone for a minute.
Hoagland says her son didn't seem panicked.
His voice was calm. He seemed very much composed, even though I know he must have been under terrible duress.
Burnett also said her husband seemed very cool. In her heart, she believes if the plane was averted from another target, her husband likely had something to do with it.
He went down fighting. I know he did. His adrenaline was going. He was not whispering. He was talking quickly, and he was ready to do something.
Wednesday at Burnett's church in San Ramon, California. A remembrance of a man whose final moments may have been spent fighting for the survival of the passengers of Flight 93. Rusty Dornan, CNN, San Francisco.